Hello, we are Edwina
and Rob,
and we're the youth leaders at Birmingham Citadel Salvation Army in the United Kingdom and Ireland Territory.
Our 11 to 16 year old group is called Integrate, the name of which was chosen by the young people themselves.
These podcasts are being produced in place of our usual group meetings on a Sunday, and we hope you find them useful until we meet again. God Almighty!
Do you ever make a birthday list and the expectation of what you might receive is very different to what you are actually given? Sometimes our plans and God's plan aren't the same.
Made new, number 6, new and different. In Jeremiah 29, verse 11, we read, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." New may be different than what we expect. In the movie Shrek, Fiona is made new after she experiences true love's kiss. She expected to turn into the beautiful princess that she was by day, not the ogre she turned into each night. But the ogre is who she became. She was distressed at first, but soon discovered she would be loved no matter how she looked. Like Fiona, we may expect one thing, but be given something else. God ultimately knows what's best, so we need to trust in that. Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." Even if the change in our life is different than what we were expecting, we can trust that God knows what he's doing. Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." This passage was given to the people of Israel when they were in the middle of disaster. They expected to be in the promised land forever. Yet here the Babylonians were coming to take them captive. Even in the midst of this, they could find hope in Jeremiah's words because of the promises they had been given, because they knew the Lord to fulfil his promises. Change always means new, but change is not always easy. God has given us a wonderful gift to help us through times of change. That is the gift of friends. When things are changing, you need to take the time to find a mentor, a friend inside your church that you know will be an encouragement and support to you. God never meant for us to go through this life alone. We hear over and over again that he is with us. And then, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 11, we are told that we need to encourage one another, to build each other up. May the Lord bless you as you approach his ministry and any change that may come your way with open arms, trusting that he knows what he's doing. Dear Lord, we thank you once again for your promise to be with us, even when the unexpected happens. Thank you for giving us friends to help and encourage us at these times. Please be with us as we seek to do your will in all that we do. In Jesus' name, amen.
That's the last in the current series of Made New. Look out next time for the first in our God's Love series.
young person or parent and want to know more about Integrate, please look on our website or social media pages to contact us.